And I should have said, as in our opening announcements today, leading us in music is Callie. We're thankful to have her singing, and then Colleen's playing for us over there on the piano. Good to have you guys leading us in music today. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
One of those aspects at peace that we just firmly believe is, and we'll hear it today in the book of Lamentations, that God has abounding and steadfast love. Lamentations 3, verse 22. One of the ways that we know that we're loved by God is not by words, but by confessing our sins and receiving his forgiveness, knowing that it's complete, it's full, and he loves us dearly. We do that with the words as they are printed in our bulletin. Psalm 30, verse 5 says, "Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning." As we take some time to confess our sins, we do so with confidence. Why? God's favor is for a lifetime, and joy truly comes in the morning. Let us now confess our sins to God, our Heavenly Father.
Almighty God,
Father of our Lord Jesus, I admit and confess my sinfulness. I have turned away from others in my thinking, speaking, and doing. I have done what you have forbid, and have not done the good you demand. I am sorry for this. Have mercy on me, forgive all my sins, and move me to serve you faithfully.
Amen. Amen.
Take a few moments for silent reflection. In today's gospel, Jesus answered the prayers of a synagogue leader named Jairus and a sick woman who was unnamed because they trusted him. Jesus has heard your prayer today too. Receive health and salvation and forgiveness that he offers you. All of your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.